with Dr. Daniels, and you are listening to the show on really painkillers, Celebrex. Is it safe? And does the study really tell us it's safe? And I would suggest to you that this study actually didn't even study safety of Celebrex because it did not allow the doctors in the study to use the maximum dose of Celebrex on patients the same way they allowed the maximum use of other drugs. So the other drugs were started at a higher baseline dose and allowed to go up to a higher maximum than Celebrex. So we really don't know anything about the safety of Celebrex, absolutely nothing. Also, again, the last 10% of milligrams or drug to reach the maximum dose might be responsible for 50% or 80% of the deaths. And so when you have one drug being held at 50% of maximum dosage and other drugs being dosed right up to 100% of maximum recommended dosage, even if the lower dose drug is showing death or side effects or negative outcomes at a rate of less than 50%, that tells you nothing about what would happen when that drug is dosed at maximum dosages. So we don't know anything. This study has not measured the safety of Celebrex compared to ibuprofen or the other non-steroidal drugs or naproxen. So the essence of what happened here, briefly touches on, which is that the study called Precision is very imprecise. It tells us precisely nothing. And so, okay, study under fire. Are these risks for real? Ha, ha, ha. Okay. And so, again, it's Nissan, the person being paid by the drug companies, that says we can conclude most definitively here that Celebrex does not increase the risk of major cardiovascular events in comparison to older drugs. And so the person who designed the study that was totally biased is very confident in these outcomes. However, the statistician says, well, we don't know. The Mayo Clinic person says, well, I don't know, but I guess we can still use this drug. It's better than narcotics. And so Nissan, the designer of the study, says more analysis of the data are coming. The FDA statisticians are likely to go over Precision with a fine-tooth comb. To many scientists, though, the muddiness of the results is evidence of the need for faster, more efficient ways of conducting clinical trials, perhaps by building the capacity to do studies into electronic health record systems or making more use of genetic tests. So, again, let's invade people's privacy, expand the police state. That's the answer to everything. Whereas, very simply, he just could have designed a study that would answer the question. And so he says, this old way of doing it, we can take a decade and so many drop out. This is not tenable, says a cardiology researcher at Yale. These are precisely the comparisons that should be going on every day. Without that, we're making decisions in the dark. And so this doctor at Yale comes a little closer to the truth here, which is simply your doctor is making decisions in the dark. This research study, as with many research studies your doctor relies on, does not give the doctor meaningful information to make a decision that's safe for you. This is quite unfortunate. So what's a person to do? We can't just sit here and wring our hands and cry and complain. Totally not productive. So what does a person do for pain? We're talking about osteoarthritis here. We're talking about rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis, by the way, is just an autoimmune disease. So what do you do? Well, first thing you do is you go to vitalitycapsules.com, get your free report. The Candida Cleaner has been newly revised. It is the version 2.0. But more precisely, you know, we won't say what's known by doctors. I was taught in medical school diet has nothing whatever to do with arthritis. It has absolutely everything to do with arthritis. So you want to do is you want to definitely eat food that does not have chemicals in it. Eat food that does not have pesticides, drugs, hormones, antibiotics. Very, very important if you're serious about your arthritis. Next thing, what you do, you drink more water. Water dilutes the chemicals that cause your arthritis. Practically any person with arthritis, sit down. Just as you're listening to the show, drink a glass of water. What's a glass of water? Why don't we call it 12 ounces for sake of discussion? So drink that. All right, pause. Drink another glass of 12 ounces. You will notice at the end of the second glass, your aches and pains are actually less than before the first glass. Yeah, right. But as doctors, we don't tell people to drink more water. In fact, these non-steroidal drugs, if you drink water, extra water, and take these drugs actually cause water retention because they have a negative impact on the kidneys. So there you have it. You know, we have this therapy that actually interferes with you naturally healing yourself. Okay, so you got some clean food. Oh, don't eat at restaurants. Cook at home. And don't cook at home with canned stuff, nothing out of a can. But all this is in the Candida Cleaner report. So just go get the free report, and you can read it as well. But you got to clean up your diet. You can even go so far as to eat everything 100% organic. I won't say organic, but chemical-free. Raise it yourself. Get it from a neighbor down the street who doesn't use chemicals. Just what I've told you alone, for most people with arthritis, will cut their pain down to less than half of what they're living with now. And that's a lot more effect, a lot more benefit than these drugs will give. Let's just say, well, 50% relief is good, but you want more. Well, the next step then is to have more bowel movements. Get the waste out of your body that's causing the pain. A lot of people say, oh, you know, you should use anti-inflammatories, you know, use some turmeric and use some cayenne and you know, anti-inflammatory herbs. Well, how about getting the stuff out of your system that's causing the inflammation? There you go. So have more bowel movements. I think three bowel movements a day is a good dose, and you are in luck. We're having a Black Friday sale on vitalitycapsules.com/black-friday. Yep, that's where you go. And it is a free shipping sale. Yes, you guys have been after me for years to have a sale, free shipping. I've wrung my hands and, oh my God, I can't do this. Free shipping. Oh, shipping is so expensive. But for a limited time, in other words, next 24 hours, that would be midnight Cyber Monday, we're having a free shipping sale, vitalitycapsules.com/black-friday. And you'll also find a few more treats there as well with your purchase. So, clean up your diet, you're pooping three times a day. All right, so now you've got 70% pain relief. Again, far more pain relief than you'll get with any of these drugs. How do I know? Because I was a doctor, and I used to prescribe these drugs. I know how frustrating and ineffective they are. And that's why so many people die, because they believe these drugs are going to work, and they keep taking them and taking them and taking them. And unwittingly, unaware, they cross that line into toxicity and lethality and kill themselves without especially meaning to. All right. So you got some relief. Let's get you some more relief. The next piece of relief, this might be a stretch for a lot of you, would be turpentine. And for that, you've got to get the report at vitalitycapsules.com. Just go to vitalitycapsules.com, enter your email address, click OK, and you will get your free report. I've updated it. It's a 2.0 version, so it's much, much simpler, much, much easier. But that is what you do. And then you don't have to worry. Is Celebrex better than Motrin or Naprosyn? Or which one is more deadly? I mean, 16,500 deaths a year, that's a lot of deaths. Like I said, homicide doesn't kill that many people. Ridiculous. So it is not necessary to risk your life or even be caught up in this outrageous analysis of should you go for Celebrex or should you go for ibuprofen or should you go for Naprosyn? Well, how about none of the above? Yeah, how about the I want to live vote? Yeah, that's what I would say. So that is what you should do. I shouldn't say that's what you should do. That's what I would recommend.
And this is not medical advice. This is only just information for your information only. However you choose to use it is, of course, totally up to you. I accept absolutely no liability, responsibility at all. It's, like I said, on you. In fact, you even take the candy to clean and report to your doctor and say to him, what do you think?
Yeah, send me an email letting me know what he says.
All right, we have a question from Dan in Washington. Hi, Dan.
Hey, doctor. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just had a question about heart attacks. Like, how would a pill make you have a heart attack? Because I had a mitochondrial infraction, you know, and it just kind of came on suddenly. But, I mean, it's, you know, as far as I know, the plaque just collects in your vein, right? So, I mean, how would a pill, does it just make it break loose and get stuck, or how does that?
No. These pills actually make your blood vessels go into spasm, and they give you a heart attack that way. Or the pills clog up your liver, and then the liver leaves impurities in your blood that make your blood very thick, and that turns a partial block into a complete block. So those are two very common mechanisms. And you can take a drug at, 10 a.m. and have a heart attack that will kill you by, 10 p.m.
Yeah, I didn't know the other effects, you know, that it would have. Right. Your liver could affect your blood, or
right.
I just thought it was big, you know, chunks of cholesterol.
No, unfortunately. Now the other thing too that they don't tell you is when you take a drug, like say you're diabetic, you give yourself your nighttime insulin, you die in your sleep, you don't wake up. They just call it a heart attack. So a lot of times when you die from a drug side effect, they just call it a heart attack. Because they don't want to put the real cause of death, which is the drug. So if you look at the United States Census under cause of death, how people died, you will not see medication side effects listed, even though the industry itself does admit that 107,000 people every year die from properly prescribed medications. You will not see properly prescribed medications 103,000. They don't have that category listed. So obviously, that is buried, subsumed in the other categories.
Right.
Yeah, and that is what they do. And with diabetics, they say, oh, these diabetics are dying of heart attacks. So they rename insulin overdose heart attack, and they classify it as a heart attack. And so it's added to the heart attack tally. They also classify it as an accident. They also classify it as suicide. And so when you look at diabetics, a large number of diabetics are dying from accidents and suicides. I looked into that. I said, well, how could this be? I haven't met a depressed diabetic. I mean, they're all enthusiastic about their hamburgers and their hot dogs and soda pops and desserts. I mean, they're enthusiastic people. But how do they die? They die because they take their medication as prescribed by the doctor. And so all these drugs that are causing heart attacks, many of them may not actually be causing heart attacks. They may actually just be killing you. But they call it a heart attack because a heart attack is a socially acceptable label.
Yeah, I was on the – it's hard to pinpoint because you're saying diabetic, because I was on the HCG diet, you know, before it happened. And, that kind of turns you into a diabetic. You know, sort of in a way, you know, you go into ketosis or whatever. And
right.
Just doing a lot of weird stuff with my body, you know, putting it through a lot of stress. So I don't know.
Yeah. Triggers. You don't want to stress your body. You just want to help your body do what it's trying to accomplish anyway. And that's the beauty of Vitality Capsule, because your body wants to heal, wants to get better, wants to dump the waste. And so you just give it a little bit of help, say, okay, I'm going to help you out with this. And it just makes
so
it
the Vitality Capsule, it's turpentine? I mean, is it like natural
turpentine? No, it's not turpentine. Vitality Capsules is a blend of herbs like garlic, aloe, cascara sagrada, senna, and several other herbs. So these are herbs that clean out your liver, clean out your gallbladder, your bile, small intestine, large intestine, and get your body prepared so it can take turpentine. So you can't just take turpentine. You got to clear out that whole pathway there, because once you take turpentine, the parasites and toxins are going to, they want to leave your body. And if there's a blockage either in your liver or your bile area or small intestine or large intestine, they're going to get tripped up. And they're going to say, whoa, we can't get out. We can't make it to the toilet. Let's go backwards. Let's go try out the brain. Maybe there's an exit up there. Or how about the skin? And so you get a headache, you get a rash, you just feel really lousy and awful. So then you have to clean yourself out so that when you take turpentine, the parasites and toxins can just have an easy open path.
Yeah, I'll check out the website. I'm definitely redoing my... I heard about the ibuprofen. Well, I used to take a lot of Motrin as well, and then after it happened, they came out with like an extra warning. They came out with like an extra warning on anything with ibuprofen. But then I noticed they like...
Yeah, but ibuprofen and Motrin are the same thing.
Yeah, yep. So it's not the
Tylenol. So that's why it's so easy to overdose, because you think you're taking two different things and you're taking the same thing twice.
Yeah. No, it's different than, I mean, you got aspirin, Tylenol, and ibuprofen, right? Are them three main categories, basically?
No, it's expanded. There's actually quite a bit. There's quite the assortment. But again, that's the confusion, is that you people who are taking this stuff are not being told. And so you're overdosing yourself not knowing it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks. Yeah, I just had that question about the heart attack, because it's still kind of a mystery. It's a muscle, but then it can get clogged up as well. So, I guess it can be caused, like you're saying, to a lot of different sources.
Yes, so. There's many different mechanisms.
Okay, well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, good night. All right, so we have a Black Friday Cyber Monday sale on Vitality Capsules. And let me give you that link again. And that link is vitalitycapsules.com/black-friday. And that's all lowercase. All right, awesome. Okay. All right. Lots of activity here in the chat room. Let's click over here. All right. Got it. Okay. Dr. Daniels, I think the real study is to see how long it takes citizens to realize it's all a farce. It's really just a study of human nature to see if we are still sleeping. That's possible. Although I do think that certainly with the analysis given by CBS, by the medical analysts, who they don't tell you, by the way, were paid by Pfizer to do this study, all of this is just giving you this barrage of information to convince you that this makes sense, because so many other people who are so educated are going along with it. When you can just take a look at the study and say, this doesn't make any sense. If you're not allowed to use the maximum dose of Celebrex, how can you say you've tested the toxicity of it, when most people who take the Celebrex are using the top dose? So you're not even testing the most frequently used dose. Duh. So... there's not a way to determine the safety if you didn't test that dose. So that's it. Okay. Okay, more questions until we get back.
No, please don't go. I don't want to stay here on my own. Doctor, doctor, can't you see I'm burning, burning? Oh, doctor.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Give such delight.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we have Tom in Utah. Hi, Tom.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I had an experience with Celebrex. I'm a hardcore vegan, have been for 25 years, 26 years. And I happened to be down in Los Angeles at the invitation of Paul McCartney and a group of his friends. While I was down there, my father called me up. He was telling me, Tom, I don't know what's wrong. I haven't been able to go to the bathroom. I haven't been able to do a BM for many days, and I'm really suffering. And I said, well, Dad, have you gone off the diet? And he said, no. He says, I've been very strict about living clean. And I said, well, what else is going on? He said, well, I said, are you taking any medications? Because he used to take heart medications in the past. Said, no, I'm not doing that. I said, well, Dad, there has to be something that's changed in your life habit. And he says, well, the only thing is I went to see Dr. Christensen. My father had fallen off of a shed roof, you know, fell about 4 or 5 feet and landed on his shoulder and actually fractured his scapula. And he says, I'm just telling Dr. Christensen, well, I'm still having a little bit of grief from this shoulder. Dr. Christensen said, well, let me give you something for that. So he prescribed to him Celebrex.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Dad, did you take the Celebrex? And he says, yeah, I've been taking it. After I took it, I felt better. But he says, after a while, I haven't been able to poop. And I said, well, do you understand what Celebrex does? I said, you know, it's like a pair of diagonal cutters and a wire on your nerves. You know, you have this sensation of pain coming from your shoulder. So the Celebrex disconnects the wires from that shoulder, so you don't feel the pain. The Celebrex is not, it's a non-specific drug, so it clips nerve systems or nerve wires everywhere. And I said, some of the important nerve system that your Celebrex is interfering with is the brain talking to your intestinal tract to stimulate peristalsis.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, that's it. See, my father was a heating and air conditioning technician. Mm-hmm. And when I put it in those terms, I said that whatever cuts off the source of the pain or cuts off the source of the signal telling you there's something wrong, it's also cutting off the system which runs all the system of your body.
Right.
So after a few days, he got, I said, you know, just put up with the discomfort. You know, tolerate it, you know, take a warm bath or do whatever else you can. If you want to go to a chiropractor, let him kind of give you some massage or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if you have to go for some acupuncture, right?
Yeah.
But anyway, after a few days, he called me back. He said, oh, I'm so grateful. I'm pooping again.
Yeah. A simpler explanation is just that constipation is listed in the package insert as a side effect. But yeah, these drugs cause a lot of things to go wrong. And with constipation hanging in there long enough, that'll actually make his shoulder pain worse because the toxins will build up and they'll start
that's
getting
right.
deposited back into his shoulder.
Yeah, that's what I explained to him. I said, Dad, if you can't poop, you're retaining the toxins that your body is desperately trying to evacuate.
Correct.
So
right.
Anytime you have pain, you know, I said, the worst that I would ever do would be take an aspirin or two. The side effects from aspirin.
Yeah, that's pretty dicey, too. But, you know, if it's a waste problem, you know, try Vitality capsules. That's one way to go. Or he could even try just eating prunes. Add prunes to his diet.
Well, he was doing that. My dad always told me he was full of prunes. But I won't.
You can take it to the next level.
Yeah, but my dad, actually, what's really interesting is I was on the, even though I'd worked in pathology, you know how we are in medicine. We buy into the bullcrap that we've paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to learn.
Yes.
And then when you come along and you hit the table yourself and you're laying there between life and death, I had to apologize to my body because I knew from my work in pathology that every stupid disease organism I cultured came from out of the animal kingdom and out of my diet.
Exactly.
Going in that pathway.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
By the way, people see my dad's story if they just go into tomrogers.org. That's my
okay.
name. A link on
all right, we had a commercial
story.
Coming.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. So we have James from Michigan. Question from James. Hi, James.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. Thanks for your show. We love it so much. My question is regarding my mother-in-law. She's like 73 years old, and she just had a catheterization, one of the arteries or coronary arteries, and then they put a stent in, and then they immediately told her that, oh, we got to do a second one, and then after they just got done with that one, now they said they have to do a third one. And I was against it right from the get-go because I've been, you know, looking into these things for quite some time. And but, of course, they're older and they're, you know, she's a little fearful. She's always had good health, but she has had some chest pain and also, like, at night sometimes she gets a little shaky. But that may be just because she's nervous or something. What would be your recommendations? I mean, diet changes, probably should probably eat some of the too much of the white flour and that type of stuff that creates inflammation. But do you have any other?
Yeah, you got to figure out what she wants. You know, she wants to go down this path of surgery, and more surgery. I mean, right now the thing to say to her is, Ma, they said one surgery, you did it, it didn't work. They said a second one, you did it, it didn't work. You really think a third one's going to work?
Exactly. I've been saying the same exact thing.
I think you don't even need to go any further than that.
Right. You know, I love the way you just say it, Dr. Dr. Daniels, that you have the courage to just say it in such simplistic terms that you, when you say, like, your doctor has to murder you or else he'll lose his license. He has to follow the standard of care.
Exactly.
Which is designed to, well, harm you, and especially if you're a senior citizen, to pretty much get rid of you.
So there is a report written by the Medicare, M-E-D-I-C-A-R-E, Inspector General. And in that report, it documents how 180,000 Medicare enrollees are killed every year by Medicare from their medications, from their treatments, and Medicare pays for these treatments.
Yes.
In other words, she's on an extermination program.
Absolutely.
And she doesn't believe you, and now, you know, hey, she might not. You know, you might not. You might be giving her unusual information. Just get the Medicare Inspector General report. It's online.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. Now, the other quick question is, what is your view on the vegan lifestyle that so many people are just latching on to? I think eating more vegetables is always good, especially vegetables. Fruit's good, but vegetables even better, I think, in my opinion, based on what I've learned. And, you know, raw vegetables, get a lot of raw. But I think eating clean meats, like I'm not talking about GMO corn-fed beef, you know, cows. I'm talking like your local farmer got grass-fed beef, you know, free-range, eating organic or just natural feed rather than a GMO feed, chickens, and things of this nature. What is your view on meat? Because I heard over 2,000 years ago, Plato said that the ruling class back then was encouraging veganism and vegetarianism because it led to lower cognitive development and made people more docile, kind of like the reason why they're putting fluoride in the water. Do you have a view on veganism versus just a, you know, a nice, well-rounded diet, including meat?
Yeah, I have experience with it. So I was a vegetarian and vegan for 27 years.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I stopped was because I woke up one day and couldn't get out of bed. I figured, wait a minute, if a vegan diet is that good, I mean, if diets are so powerful, there must be something wrong with my diet. And sure enough, when I started adding certain types of meats, boom, I was up out of the bed, my brain was sharper, I had become so forgetful, I'd have to ask my husband a question like five different times in a space of 3 minutes, it was just terrible. So, what is my position? My position is this. Life is about balance, and if you're an individual who's eaten a very high meat diet for a long period of time, then it would be appropriate to follow a vegan diet for a period of time to get yourself back in balance. But do I think a vegan diet is a long-term strategy? Long-term, I mean like 20, 40, 50 years? No.
Right. Right, yeah. I would agree. And I think there's been, I think, you know, the fertility problems that couples have had, not only is it because people are getting married when they're older and then the careers and all that kind of stuff, but I think a lot of these people are doing the vegan thing, and I think that can directly lead to fertility problems.
Absolutely.
Based on what I've looked at.
It leads to
amenorrhea
and all kinds of troubles. So I got pregnant with my first child, and that's when I stopped eating meat because I just really had a tough time of it. But my background is my parents fed us a high meat diet. We had meat at every single meal. It was not a meal unless there was meat. So I grew up with a very high meat intake. And so I got to my first pregnancy, great, no problem. Second pregnancy, great, no problem. Third pregnancy, great, no problem. But I could not get pregnant again. And I had been vegan for some time by that time. And so what happened was my body just said, okay, all done. Now, the other thing is I talk about, oh, you know, you can get all your protein in a vegan diet. You can, but that's not the deficiency. The deficiency in a vegan diet is cholesterol. There's absolutely zero cholesterol content in plants. And your body only makes about 60% of the cholesterol it needs. So you destroy your adrenal glands. You destroy all of your hormone glands. So you can't make estrogen, testosterone, aldosterone, cortisol. All of these things you cannot make because the building structure, the basic structure for them is cholesterol.
Right, right. Yes, yes, and that's why I went and I'd only go to the doctor for an annual checkup. I'm like 50 now, but this was probably 15 years ago, and I went to this doctor. He was like an older Taiwanese doctor, and he wanted to put me on Lipitor because my total cholesterol was 219. And I said, Doc, and at that time I was working like round the clock almost. It was crazy. I had my regular job, then I was doing all this rental stuff on the outside, and I wasn't going to the gym, and I wasn't sleeping I wasn't getting much sleep and eating a lot of fast food. And I said, Doc, don't you think I should get off the Big Mac and Whoppers and maybe get some good sleep before we go to this Lipitor thing? He goes, well, most people don't do that, so we give them this. I said, well, I'm not taking that crap. And I don't think 219 is really that high overall.
No, it's
because
not
I heard the ranges for these things have been dropped so they can justify putting more people on drugs, whether it's Lipitor for cholesterol or high blood pressure medication and the like.
That's correct. They redefine these diseases all the time. And so what people don't understand is that the definition of these diseases is itself arbitrary and capricious. There is no science involved in it.
Yeah, I know. It's high-level deception. Unbelievable. I feel so bad for the doctors that work their asses off, and then they realize they're part of a death cult.
Well, a lot of them just go back to sleep. They just go back to sleep. It's legal. I make money doing it. There's nothing else I can do to pay as much money. If I don't do it, I'll get punished. And besides, these people are paying, they're paying insurance, they're doing this, they're doing that. They must want what I'm doing. There's all kinds of rationalizations. In fact, I have a radio show recording called The Mind of the Assassin. And it talks about what's going through doctors' minds that makes it possible for them to do this.
I know, exactly. And it's the same thing. Get this, Dr. Daniels. My older brother is a bar attorney, and my younger brother and his wife are both medical doctors, ER doctors. He's a radiologist now, too. And when I was waking up to all this stuff like 07, 08, I went to my mom because, we were always very open in our family, talking about everything, current events and so on and so forth. And she was always very on top of things and eager to, engage in
entertain
type of
new ideas.
Yeah, yeah. And I said to my mom, I said, Ma, I said, this world is crazy. I said, we got problems in this world because everything is upside down. At this point is when I just realized that the federal income tax wasn't for people in the private sector and so on and so forth, among some other things. And I said, Ma, I said, doctors are destroying health today. And these bar attorneys are destroying justice. And when you go to a bank for any kind of a loan, they're just monetizing your signature on a promissory note. In fact, in the bank charter and in the law, it says that the banks cannot lend depositors
money. So what did your mother say
when
you told her two sons, her two favorite sons, were criminals?
Yeah, and she just didn't want to hear that. I mean, back in her 40s or something, she probably could have, like, had a rational discussion, but at this point, and I wasn't trying to be nasty, I was just, but gosh, it's like the cognitive dissonance is just too much.
Well, no, she has to close her mind in order to allow it. Like when I was going through all this stuff, losing my license, and the government was accusing me of all kinds of things, and then when they couldn't substantiate the charges, they would change the charges, and the charges kept changing by the week. I'm like, well, what did I do? And they finally said, well, okay, you didn't allow us to go into your office and invade the privacy of 4,000 patients who have nothing to do with our investigation.
Right.
I said, well, I don't see where that's a problem. If you have a case, you've looked at this case, you said now you've decided I've done nothing wrong, well, it sounds like it should be the end of the investigation. They said, well, no. And so anyway, end of the whole thing, all the dust settles, I don't have a license, I'm on two do not employ lists, I'm on the terrorist list, I have no income, and my mother says to me, well, why couldn't you just do what the other doctors did? So what if I'm killing people? You were on the
Oh, man.
Wait a minute. Whoa, I thought that we were kind of these open-minded, reasonable people who didn't want to harm other people. That's the way I was raised. And she's like, you have children to think about. I'm like, wait. I am not going to go killing other people just to feed my kids. There's got to be another way.
That's kind of like what my mom said when I was engaging with the IRS, you know, with the whole federal income tax scam. And she said, "Oh, Jimmy, you got to think about your girls and your wife. You got a family now. You can't go to prison." And I said, "Ma, I don't plan on going to prison, but I said, you know, the only reason why I'm bringing this discussion up is to learn the details of how we've been deceived. There's a method to their madness, and granted, they will cheat and lie and try to scam you any which way, but there is a basis for what
they're
doing.
The days of kings and queens have not ended. They've just changed their attire. So there's kings, there's queens, and we happen to be subjects. That's all it is.
Yes.
We've just put a whole new patina on it so people are willing to accept slavery and subordination. That's it. Very simple.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you on that. And it's just done in a sophisticated way, and they love to. It's all about terrorism, coercion, and intimidation by government.
Right. But the way around it is to look back historically. Whenever you had those kings and queens, some people managed to get by and do just fine. And you should take a look at how they managed to get by and how they managed to do just fine in prior generations and use a similar strategy.
Exactly, which is to basically don't engage with these people on any level and just be as independent off the grid as you can.
Yep, that's it. Well, all right, thanks a whole lot, Jim. Good luck with that, with your mother. Just be nice to her. All right, Mark in Florida.
Hello, doctor, and thank you, and hope you're nice and comfy down there south of the winter breeze.
Yes. I know you guys have snow.
I got two questions for you. The first is about arthritis. My mother had a knee replaced last week, and they're going to go for the other one. Early next year, and her fingers are crooked from the arthritis, and I was wondering if turpentine would help her, and also
they didn't
with
offer
Crohn's
her
disease.
Surgery for her hands to uncrooked her fingers?
I do not know that answer.
There is such a surgery now. Absolutely ghastly. So, the question is, do you want to prevent her next knee transplant? Is that what you're trying to do?
Well, I want to help relieve her from the arthritis, and maybe that'll help her other knee and also the healing of the one they just replaced.
Yes, the turpentine report will definitely help. So you want to go to vitalitycapsules.com and download that report. So I have an updated report, which is much simpler and easier to follow.
Okay.
So that would be.
I'll have her do that.
Yeah, or you could do it, and you can read it, and also have her read it too, and then discuss it with her. Maybe you can help her through it or something. She might need you to do some shopping for her or whatever.
Okay, and my second question is the same thing with turpentine and how to help your digestion. I have a cousin with Crohn's disease, and every 3 months he goes in for his rat poisoning treatment.
All right. So again, a lot has to do with what people want to do. A lot of people want to do the right thing, and they want to do what they're told. And they want to be obedient. They see themselves as law-abiding, obedient individuals. That's just their self-image. And if that's his self-image, then there really is not a better solution for him, because that is the obedient solution. But if he doesn't mind a little bit of disobedience in his private life, then he should download the report. And he might not even need turpentine. He might just be able to do it with just the dietary changes. Is he pretty young? How old is he?
30.
Yeah, so he's pretty young. So he's really young, so he might just be able to do it with just the diet and the report.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. All right, Tom.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot. I wanted to ask you your opinion on algae and the super blue-green algae, for example, and the seaweeds.
My opinion?
Uh-huh.
My opinion is, in terms of minerals, they're pretty much useless. you're not going to get a full spectrum of minerals from them. So if you're eating them for the mineral content, I wouldn't bother. The iodine content, if you're not allergic to shellfish, you can eat an occasional piece of shellfish. I used to eat a lot of seaweed back in the 90s. And
when you were vegan?
And I personally like seaweed. However, I still had to take a trace mineral supplement. The seaweed just doesn't give you all of the trace minerals you need. It does give you a lot, but doesn't give you anywhere near all the trace minerals that you need.
Well, I did some lab work on seaweed while I was working in pathology, and I found out it was really a lot of junk, so I just wanted to see what your thought was. But I wanted to ask you, maybe we ran into each other. I've done a lot of health conferences, and I just wonder if we ran into each other. Rogers. They call me the
I've
vegan cowboy.
I've been grounded for 8 years now.
Say that again?
We're breaking for a commercial, but I've been grounded for 8 years. I haven't been traveling to the U.S.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. All right, Tom, you still there?
Yeah, by the way, I'm a whistleblower that testified before Congress, and you might find it interesting. In fact, it might impact, well, not might, the issue I identified a poisoning issue that affects 34 million. But that's about one in every 12 Americans, or one in every 8 in some areas. So when you get a chance, take a look at that information. That's called gassingamerica.com.
Okay, yeah, I'll check that. I went to your website. I saw that there, so I'll have to look into it after the show.
Yeah, there's a vegan conference they have in Pennsylvania. I forget where. It was in the 90s. I used to go to that conference back then.
Oh,
but in the
2000s,
I've been out of the country, pretty much.
Right. That's probably where we met. Because when I saw your name or heard your name, I said I've run into her somewhere.
And yeah, then, I brought all my kids to the conference. They're like, "Oh my God, you have a whole vegan family!" Yep, come on, kids. So I brought all the kids.
Well, I was the ugly guy over there, but I survived terminal cancer in 1990 and 91. I was supposed to have left this planet, but as I laid on the steel table, it flatlined at the moment. I made a decision to finally respect my science, and I knew that every infectious disease that I cultured in my lab was based upon an animal host.
Exactly. You know, so people eat the animal flesh. The animal flesh has the infectious agents in it, and that's how it gets into the body. And this is really a scandal because people are being told, oh, this is a sexually transmitted disease, but really it's a meat-transmitted disease. And so, yes, that is the case.
I just tell people, yeah, it's a sexually transmitted disease. You screwed with a chicken. Sorry for that terminology.
that is the source of these parasites. But again, to tell people the truth would mean that certain industries in the United States would suffer terribly. So there's,
I paid the price for it.
Not even told the truth.
You bet. You know, that's what I was telling you. I put close to $200,000 into my education. And I tell my kids, I said, sometimes an investment in education is an investment in folly.
Correct.
I did a lot of work.
I tell my kids, don't go to college. And for God's sake, when they got there, please drop out. And, now they're saddled with debt and they've got this useless experience that's not increasing their ability to support themselves.
A lot of my work as a student and as an intern later was for Lilly and Merck and Pfizer, and we were involved in research projects, and we were encouraged to find certain findings. You know, as we say,
exactly,
figures don't lie, but liars figure.
Correct, exactly.
And so we would always try to come up with the results that favored the funding.
Well, it's not even a matter of try. You had to. If you didn't come up with those results, you just scrap the whole thing and start over and keep going until you get it.
Right. So medicine was hijacked long ago by the bankers and the financiers, and it breaks my heart because many of my medical fellows are stuck in that system, and they are stuck there, like you were stating before, because they're obligated, number one, to pay off their educational loans.
Exactly, and that is the deliberate to compromise them. Okay, we are about to end. We've only got 2 minutes left, but thank you so much, Tom, for calling in.
Anyway, check out that poisoning issue. By the way, the Clintons are in the middle of it.
Oh, yes, of course.
Are you surprised?
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. All right, that's it, guys. Think happens. We'll see you next week. And for Christ's sake, stop by vitalitycapsules.com, get your free report, and stop by vitalitycapsules.com/Friday. No, Black Friday. All right. See you next week. Bye bye.
Dance with me across the sea.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.